Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, big moment out of last night's game. South Sydney, of course, did get the job done over Manly, but many say there was a key moment when Jake Trbojevic was sin-binned for holding Dane Gagai back in a try-scoring opportunity. 10 minutes in the bin, and they conceded a couple of tries at that time. Love to talk to the NRL's head of football, Graeme Annesley, and he joins us right now. G'day, mate.
G'day, Tony. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. I saw the footage. I was watching, might have been some Channel 9, and had Des Hasler on the phone. Was he talking to you, and how was that conversation?
Well, unless he rang anyone else, he was talking to me. Yeah.
I think it didn't look like you were doing much talking, Graeme.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it was an animated conversation, but, you know, we did both make a couple of points, which Des acknowledged. But, look, Des and I are fine. We go back a long way. We've got a very good relationship, and he was obviously frustrated at the end of the game. So, you know, these things happen.
This is the thing about it, isn't it? You watch rugby league and you feel what's right, what's wrong, but then by the letter of the law, what happened is what should have happened. Is that right?
Well, that's right. I mean, I stood up in front of the world on Monday and basically explained why Ashley Klein was going to be demoted for having two situations where he should have put players in the sin bin and didn't. So, and one of those was for taking a player out without the ball. So, you know, I mean, it's these are the sorts of things that have been happening all throughout the course of the season, and it's illegal play, and the referee took the right action.
So the fact that he got the 10 minutes was because it was in a try-scoring situation. Is that right, Graeme? It's not just because, obviously, we see players on a weekly basis take out, you know, supporting players.
Sure, it was a potential try-scoring situation. I mean, it's not like a penalty try where the referee has to be certain in his view that a try would have been scored. It just has to be a possible try-scoring situation. I mean, there'd been a long break. There was support on both sides of the ball carrier, and one of those players was denied the opportunity. So the referee and the video referee acknowledged that, and consequently the action was taken.
And is there a discussion between the video ref and the referee, or does the referee need to make that decision on the spot?
No, the video referee can assist in those situations, but ultimately the decision about whether players stay on the field or whether they don't, that is solely in the hands of the referee.
So he could have given just a penalty?
Well, he could have, but that would have been the wrong decision.
But did you see the fact that there was a little bit of a... Did you feel like that Jake was actually trying to get across the back of Dane Gagai to actually get in a position to tackle the play with the ball, which was Cameron Murray? Or do you feel like he pulled the jersey trying to stop Gagai from being a support player?
Well, he had a handful of jersey in his left hand and he had his right arm on Gagai's shoulder.
Yep.
So I'll leave it to
trying to get him out of the way so he could actually get through and tackle Murray.
But their legs actually clipped as well. We're not playing gridiron, mate. We're not playing gridiron where you can take defenders out or support players out in this case. But anyone that doesn't have the ball has every entitlement not to be interfered with.
Sometimes players get sort of mixed up in those situations. I think the referees need to use discretion when you've got an elimination final, and in a moment like that, whether or not there was a lot of intent involved or whether or not it was an accidental play where a guy's trying to, you know, chase a guy that has the football in a crucial moment of the game.
Well, mate, they're probably the things that divide opinion. You know, some people will believe there was intent involved. Others might believe it was an accidental collision. But the referees have to make this decision. And if they give any indication at all that it's okay for players to take support players out, we'll be seeing it happening in every game every week. And I think that's something
we see it happen every game.
Yeah, and we see, and throughout the course of the season, we've seen players penalised and sent to the sin bin for it.
So, no, we haven't. But we haven't seen players sent to the sin bin for that.
Well, mate,
in that case, you and I
will have to agree to disagree because it has happened during the course of the year. And, you know, the fact that it's a big game, you know, the rules don't change. And the referees would be accused of being inconsistent if they applied a different standard in finals than they did during the course of the season. Now, do they always get things right? I mean, I've stood up every Monday throughout the course of the season and I've said referees have got decisions wrong. Last week, I've said a referee should have sent two players to the sin bin that didn't go to the sin bin and he was dropped. So, you know, these things divide opinion, and that's one of the great things about our game. Everyone can have an opinion.
Absolutely, Graham.
Hey, Graham, having a look on Twitter, obviously some very passionate Manly fans were then blowing up and saying there was a moment 7 minutes to go in the first half where Sam Burgess took Brad Parker off the ball in a not exactly the same situation, but potential try-scoring situation. Did you see that one and what did you think of that?
No, look, I can't recall that one. I'd have to go back and look at videotape, and we'll obviously do that before Monday's media briefing. But I don't recall that one. I was at the game, and but I don't recall it. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I just haven't seen it.
Em mentions Twitter then. You, on that Monday, you also spoke about the touch judge who had made a wrong decision last weekend and, you know, it appeared costly. You talked about the pressure on that and you talked about the social media attacks. You and I think absolutely rightly coming to his defence. Has that changed anything? How has the week played out for him?
Look, well, he's had a difficult week. There's been some pretty unsavoury stuff that's been said and been sent to him. But again, you know, it goes with the job. But there is a line in the sand that people shouldn't cross. And we're dealing with that and supporting him. But the guy made an error. It's as simple as that. And, you know, who on this earth hasn't done that before?
Yeah. And he made a call, and he made it on the spot. Yeah, and you know what? We've got to get on with that.
With that,
because,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mate, just another one, Graham. Casey Badger, she gets the top job there.
Top job where?
The
NRLW.
NRLW this week. I think it's a good news story. Yeah, sorry, mate.
She's taking your job.
Sorry, I know you're the top dog there. Sorry, mate. Yeah.
Good segue. No, look, it's great to see Casey involved with the NRLW. And Belinda Sharp was on the touchline last night for the game last night. They've done really well. Belinda's done six or seven NRL games this year as a central referee. So they've come ahead in leaps and bounds, and it's only a matter of time once we get going again next year before Casey will get her chance in the NRL as well.
Don't worry, Graham. You're the top dog there, mate. You're doing a very good job, mate.
Graham, happy with it. Obviously, a lot of moving parts of last night's game and probably haven't reviewed it all, but you've seen all the major incidents. What'd you make of the other two sin binnings?
Well, I don't think there's been any real questions raised about those. I'm sure there has somewhere, but I think that they were pretty universally agreed by most neutral observers.
Did you have a look at the Roberts one? But I mean, because he, when you slowed that down, he actually got his hands to the football before he fell. Was there thought potentially that could have been a penalty try?
I haven't looked at that closely. I mean, when you're obviously at the game, you don't get to examine replays in detail, which we'll do on Monday morning. But I'd need to look at that one a bit more closely.
Okay.
Well, as Graham Annesley, thank you so much for giving your time once more. Nice to chat, mate.
Thanks, right, Graham.
Thank you.
See you, mate.
Keep doing a good job, mate. Well done.
There he is. Bye. Graham Annesley joining us right there. Next, though, we're going to get some things in.
You suck up, Dale.
What?
Well, after insulting first and saying that Casey Badger was getting his job.